Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we do have a lot to talk about. Don't worry, that kid that stole his mama's car because she wouldn't buy him a Lamborghini and said, I'm going to go buy one myself, and drove down the I-15 in Utah to go to L.A. to buy his own Lamborghini for $3. It's fine. Okay, from what I understand, he's back home. I don't think he got arrested, but you guys got to check out that story. A little kid, you know, got mad that his mommy wouldn't buy him a Lamborghini, so he took his $3 in his pocket, decided to steal her SUV and go. You would think everybody would be home and watching their kids, but no. Big sister, I think, was watching him. Parents were gone. So parents might be in a heap of trouble. Thank God the kid's okay. Kid seemed to actually drive better than most people. I don't know how he, five-year-old, know how to get on the highway. But just wanted to give you guys an update. He's okay. New York City, we've been watching pretty closely because New York City is like our new epicenter when it comes to coronavirus. So New York City is like the Wuhan, right, of America. And New York has been grappling with 28,000 deaths, 327,000 cases, still number one compared to most of the other states, obviously. And Bill de Blasio says, nah, New York City, not going to reopen. Probably not till September. Now, I've lived in a 400 square foot, no, I've lived in, I think, 120 square foot place. I've lived in very, very small places. And I'm fine, you know, because if you have to study and all that, I don't know if I could do that for months at a time. I don't know if I could do that until September. Apparently, a lot of New Yorkers that have very, very small places to live, they're going to have to deal with it. And even though other states are starting to reopen. In fact, Gavin Newsom in California, since, you know, people stormed the beaches last weekend, he's having a tough time telling people why they've got to keep the beaches closed. California, by the way, they've had 2,300 deaths, 56,000 cases, and Gavin Newsom's reopening. New York City, that's, they have a different scenario. They have a whole different situation. They have a whole different landscape. And so for them to reopen, they have to satisfy certain requirements. So one is they have to have a 14-day drop in hospitalizations. Okay. All right. They have to have a 14-day decline in people needing to go to the hospital or die or whatever. They have to have plenty of tests. But the problem is that they don't have enough hospital beds, we're being told, and they don't have enough ICU beds. They have to have at least 30% ICU beds or 30% hospital beds available from the normal amount of illness. And since they don't, they're not going to be ready to reopen. They don't think they'll ever be able to be reopened. Now, what's kind of happening here, if you guys haven't realized, is a lot of us have been behind the curve when it comes to illnesses and when it comes to infectious disease. When Ebola hit back in 2014 to 2016, I was thinking, okay, America is not ready. We are so not ready. And thank God it never got to the United States and, you know, to the degree that it could have. And, you know, thank God that kind of ended. But if Ebola comes here, we're screwed. And so this coronavirus, and again, a lot of you guys are ticked, and I know you're mad. A lot of you think that this was overhyped. A lot of you think that this was, you know, people took advantage of the situation. The only reason why I'm not up in arms with everybody is because I look at this as a dress rehearsal or a dry run. There are bigger, badder pathogens that could come our way, and I would love us to have a plan. And if this coronavirus epidemic unveiled that we don't have adequate amounts of hospitals, which a lot of doctors have been saying this the whole time, or we don't have enough protective equipment, or we don't have a means to protect our kids because we don't have online school setups, then maybe that's the silver lining to this. I still don't think the world economy has crashed. I still don't think companies have to be going under. I think we should be dealing with this a hell of a lot more smartly than we are. But one silver lining to this crap that we're going through is maybe we are going to be alive the next time we have a meaner, badder pandemic. So if New York is saying, look, we can't reopen, by the way, that New York City not being able to reopen screws everybody, any of you that have satellite offices in New York City or need business or travel from New York City, you know all of us are somehow connected to New York City. We are. So it screws all of us. I mean, unless everybody gets to reopen, we are all, you know, going to feel it. So it's not just, well, boo-hoo, New York City. No, you know, this affects all of us. But if New York City's like, we just don't have enough hospital beds, we just don't have enough ICU beds, all right, well, then get on it. All right, that's been a problem. You know, you have one of the most populous cities, maybe not the most populous state, California gets that one, but you have one of the most populous cities in New York City, and if you guys don't have your act together when it comes to what you need in terms of a pandemic or in terms of an earthquake that keeps being predicted that's supposed to happen, right, because there's some fault line under Manhattan or whatever, all right, then get it together. Should they stay closed till September? I don't think New York is going to put up with it. I think they're going to get grumpy. I really do. I mean, you know, it's not easy to be stuck in a 600 square foot apartment. So, unfortunately, this is tragic. Now, also tragic is I love Wendy's burgers. I think Wendy's hamburgers is awesome. Oh, my God, awesome. In fact, I owe Wendy's credit for teaching me about the platters because in the 1980s, Wendy's had this commercial. It was like, only Wendy's. And anyway, the way they did that was to the platter song, Only You. And I fell in love with the song, and my mom's like, actually, that's a platter song. And then I learned about the platters because of Wendy's. So Wendy's, that had that famous, you know, where's the beef commercial, I believe. And from what we understand, there are going to be multiple locations that are going to stop serving burgers because of the meat shortage. You know, we are just seeing the dominoes fall. So I don't know when it's going to take government heads to realize we need to kind of do this reopening a little smarter than we are. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Well, it is Cinco de Mayo, and I guess for the first time in decades, we're not having margaritas and going out and celebrating. This is one of my favorite days, and we're home, still in social isolation because bars are closed. Bars are really upset about this one because Cinco de Mayo is huge, just like St. Patrick's Day. Losing out on St. Patrick's Day and Cinco de Mayo. I don't know if you guys run a business. If you have your own business, you expect the good weeks and the bad weeks. And little times like this, if you own a bar, are huge. And when you start coming into a summer that is going to be kind of stark, hopefully St. Patty's Day and Cinco de Mayo brought in some good profits. Most bars lost that. So, not good. Not good for a lot of bars. But Cinco de Mayo is not supposed to be Mexican Independence Day. That's in September. So, Cinco de Mayo, or 5th of May, Cinco, 5, de Mayo, May, is a day that celebrates the Mexican army victory over France that happened back on May 5th, 1862. They celebrate the Battle of Puebla. That was during the Franco-Mexican War. Franco for France. Now, it is supposed to be called Battle of Puebla Day, but instead we call it Cinco de Mayo. And the funny thing is it's not that big a holiday in Mexico. In the United States, we celebrate Cinco de Mayo more than they do in Mexico. But the Mexicans don't mind because we, you know, commemorate Mexican culture and heritage and things like that. So, again, Cinco de Mayo has nothing to do with Mexican Independence Day. So it commemorates this battle. Basically, back in 1861, Benito Juarez, a lawyer and member of the indigenous Zapotec tribe, was elected president of Mexico. At the time, the country was in financial ruin, years of internal strife, and the new president was forced to default on debt payments to European governments. So France, Britain, and Spain sent naval forces to Veracruz. This is coming from History.com, Mexico. And France, Britain, and Spain demanded repayment. Britain and Spain negotiated with Mexico and withdrew their forces. But Napoleon III wasn't going to take the negotiations. And he decided, they say, to use this opportunity to carve out an empire out of part of the Mexican territory. So late in 1861, a well-armed French fleet stormed Veracruz, Mexico, landing a large force of troops and then driving President Juarez and his government to retreat. So 6,000 French troops under General Charles Latril de Lorenz set out to attack Puebla de los Angeles. Now, it's not Los Angeles in California. It's a small town in east central Mexico. So from his new headquarters in the north, Juarez rounded up a force of 2,000 loyal men. Many of them were indigenous Mexicans or of mixed ancestry, and then they sent them to Puebla, the de los Angeles, for the fight. Now, they were outnumbered, poorly supplied, but they were led by Texas-born General Ignacio Zaragoza. He fortified the town, prepared for the French assault. On May 5th, 1862, Lorenz gathered his army, supported by heavy artillery, right in front of the city of Puebla, started the assault. Now, the battle started from daybreak and went to early evening. The French finally retreated. So the Mexicans were able to hold their own. They lost 500 soldiers, but 100 Mexicans had been killed, and they retreated. So Zaragoza's success at the Battle of Puebla on May 5th was a huge symbolic victory for the Mexican government. And then it bolstered the resistance movement. So in 1867, thanks to military support and political pressure from the U.S., France withdrew. So they say Australian Archduke Ferdinand Maximilian had been installed as the Emperor of Mexico by 1864 by Napoleon. He had been executed by Juarez's forces. And then the Puebla de los Angeles was renamed for General Zaragoza. Now, he actually died of typhoid fever months after the fight. So Cinco de Mayo originally was then observed in the state of Puebla. But then traditions started to expand to parades and things like that. It's not a federal holiday in Mexico. Again, offices, banks are still open. But in America, we make a real big deal about it. So back in the 1960s, it started to grow a lot more popular. They say Chicano activists raised awareness. That's what they're saying here in History.com over the battle. And so now we have music, mariachi music, folk dancing, all sorts of stuff. Huge festivals. But again, it is not the Dia de la Independencia. It is not the Day of Independence for Mexico. That is September 16th. Okay? So don't say Happy Independence Day. There's nothing to do with it. Just say Happy Cinco de Mayo regarding Zaragoza's Yeah, I'm teaching you guys something. Look at that. I love history, so I don't mind talking history. So Independence Day is commemorated September 16th. It's the anniversary of Revolutionary Priest Miguel Hidalgo y Costilla's famous Grito de Dolores. Grita is cry, de Dolores is like pain or cry of Dolores. And or Dolores is the city of Dolores Hidalgo, Mexico. And it was a call to arms that amounted to the declaration of war against the Spanish colonial government in 1810. So 1810 was their, you know, war cry to separate and become independent. And that's Independence Day. That's September 16th. So that's Cinco de Mayo. I love cultures. I love that America is full and vibrant with so many different cultures. I mean, again, I'm a third generation American on my mom's side, but a first generation on my dad's side. You know, my dad came to the United States. His family, was able to also, in the 1960s, my family were German Jews. And so they had to escape Nazi Germany. They escaped the Holocaust and fled to Palestine, which later became Israel. And my grandfather was Austrian, and my grandmother was German. And they had to basically escape Germany and Austria separately before they met in Palestine. They had to escape, you know, and they were able to make it into the United States. In the 1960s, the United States wanted to attract a lot of the, you know, high-tech, German engineers and doctors and things like that. Germany had been kind of on the forefront of medicine. The whole medical revolution that we had in the 1800s, a lot of it was led by German scientists. And so now that Nazism was hopefully dead as it could be, you know, those who were not a part of the Nazi party and those who were Germans that had to flee and escape were offered visas to come to the United States. And so my grandmother, you know, a German Jew who could have gotten killed, you know, like many of her other family, was able to make it to the United States with, you know, her kids and my dad included. So, and her husband. And so then they became citizens, learned the language, and, you know, have been here. And then, you know, my dad meets my mom at a disco. Disco, disco. They're at a disco, they're at a dance. And he goes, "You want to dance?" She's like, "Excuse me? Dance. Are you saying dance? Your English is funny. You want dance or not?" "Yeah, I guess. All right." And that's how they met. Okay. My father was not very romantic. This is kind of to the point. They're very, very interesting. May rest in peace. You know. And my mom's like, "Look, you know, I'm looking around. You know, nobody right now in LA is going to sweep me off my feet. So, you know, I'll take what I can get. He's handsome." And they hooked up. And I think I was conceived, a Steve McQueen drive-in. I don't really know. I don't know. My mom never really told me how I was conceived. I don't think I want to know. But my guess is it had something to do with Steve McQueen. So anyway, and so I'm here. But I love the mantra of America First that includes all of us of all sorts of nationalities. We all have our roots from another country or continent, you know? And it starts to get blurry when people decide what to do in terms of immigration. And I am a fan of legal immigration. I am a fan of people coming in legally, doing it by the book, given that path by America. I'm also a fan of, if there are refugees, you know, and people in trouble, that we have a means to help them. I'm not a fan of people taking advantage of the system, people not going the proper routes, and unfortunately those who had to go the proper routes and are still in line, you know, then it's you guys have all done it. You know, here you are, you're in a lane on a highway, and you're seeing people cheat, and they're going in the shoulder, and they're driving in the shoulder, and they're able to get off the road and get out of that, and you're like, you know what, then I might as well do it too. And it stinks, because you know you were doing it right originally. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump currently aboard Air Force One, heading to Phoenix, Arizona, where he will tour a Honeywell facility that makes N95 masks. The president, before leaving, telling reporters that Dr. Anthony Fauci will testify before a Senate panel.
Because the House is a setup. The House is a bunch of Trump haters. They put every Trump hater on the committee, the same old stuff. They frankly want our situation to be unsuccessful, which means death, which means death.
The first human test of a possible coronavirus vaccine is underway. Pfizer and BioNTech are working together to begin testing their vaccine on what will be 360 healthy volunteers in the first stage. If successful, they plan to expand that to 8,000 in the next stage. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says he hasn't seen a new model that says there could be 3,000 coronavirus deaths a day by June. Azar telling Fox News the White House didn't review the model and neither has a coronavirus task force.
There are hundreds of models that are drafted up to look at various contingencies out in the private public health world, as well as within our agencies. This apparently is a draft modeling report of various contingencies prepared by Johns Hopkins. This was not reviewed by the White House or senior leadership or the task force.
Texas Republican John Ratcliffe is vowing to speak truth to power if confirmed as a director of national intelligence, telling the Senate Intelligence Committee he would be the leader of the intelligence community without bowing to any outside influence.
The intelligence I will provide, if confirmed, will not be impacted or altered as a result of outside influence.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so if you didn't think coronavirus was enough, or social distancing restrictions, or you being, you know, penalized by the Payment Protection Act, you know, for not hiring everybody back while you're shut down and can't put them to work, or these Asian green killer hornets, now we have to deal with tattletales. And so what I don't think a lot of you guys know about, and we've covered this a little bit on the show, I apologize, I just had some tortilla chips, Feliz Cinco de Mayo, by the way. By the way, remember, Cinco de Mayo is not Mexican Independence Day. That's September 16th. This is a commemoration of the battle by Garagosa. We talked about this before. I'm not going to talk about that. But anyway, Feliz Cinco de Mayo. But we need to, well, the Pueblo de Los Angeles. I'm working on my pronunciation because I really need to start. I haven't been using my Spanish as much, so I need to get that back going. But we have another issue, and we have tattletales. There's this cardiologist who was at, I believe, Wausau, Wisconsin, and was at a rally. Cardiologist was at a rally, wanting to, I guess, start to cut back on social distancing. I don't know if he was, you know, in support of the medical offices that have had to close, or the dental offices. I don't know why he was out there. But somebody narked, contacted his place of business. He got suspended for a week. So I bring up Nazi Germany a lot, you know, lately. And it's because, not only because of the, you know, liberation of Dachau concentration camp anniversary, not because a bunch of my family has been killed, and I think about that a lot, but because, gosh dang it, we are seeing a lot of weird similarities. In fact, we're being told in Utah, there are hotlines. Tons of people are contacting those hotlines. If they think you are violating social distancing, if they think your business is not doing all the guidelines to a T, they're going to narc, get you closed. Now, on one end, okay, we've been narking on people all along. If you have a restaurant and you see rats in that restaurant, or you see the chef wipe his nose or sneeze on the food, you contact the health department. Okay, so, I mean, why? Because public health. Okay, you want to protect public health. This starts to be a little different. People are narking because, again, they want to protect public health. But my worry is people are going to take advantage and try to knock out the competition. So I've seen, you know, I've seen people from other businesses, right, you know, pretend to be customers or pretend to whatever, to get scoop, to spy. That's always been around. But now, companies that are very vulnerable, that are opening up on fumes with staff that don't want to come back. We need to also talk about what's happening in Ohio. In Ohio, the government is telling companies, report anybody who doesn't want to come to work because we got to cut their unemployment. Now that states are starting to feel the pinch with unemployment benefits, if, you know, you're an employee and you don't want your job back, when your boss tells you to come back, you're going to lose your unemployment, even if you don't feel safe enough to come back to work. So we're kind of now brewing a whole new mess, okay? You're going to have companies now that are going to open up. They are going to be understaffed. They are going to have whatever staff want to come back. That staff's going to be there. They're going to do it the best they can. There's going to be very few customers coming into the restaurant or the bar or whatever. It's going to be, people are going to be taking huge losses the next few months. And then you're going to have somebody going, I saw that person move their mask to wipe their nose. And I know you guys think I'm probably overreacting. I'm not. This is a headline. We have informants out there. There are people watching you and wanting to narc. You know, I had been made aware that there are people that are, I don't know, don't want to use the word jealous, but have been, without going into too much detail, they watch every single show of mine and listen to every single show to see if I'm going to mess up. They're not even in radio, these people. They're not even in media. You know, and you know, it's just because people want to see, you know, I don't know, bad things happen to other people. I don't know. I don't know why. So we are, I'm not fearful because, again, try to do everything by the book. I mean, I get the rules. I get the rules from the medical board. We get the rules from whatever board. We do what we're supposed to do. You know, I follow what my boss wants me to do. I do what they do. Okay, period. As long as you follow the rules and you're showing you're following the rules, you know, hopefully nothing bad happens to you. But what if somebody catches that picture of you, you know, trying to take a breath? You know, what if, let's say you have a panic attack and you take off your mask? You know, what if you're feeling restricted? What if you need to sneeze and you don't want to dirty up that mask and you take that mask off? Now, I went to a restaurant the other day. I went to pick up Mother Falafel, okay? It's called Mother Falafel. And it's really, really good, okay? Because you got shawarma and you got rice and you got, you know, Israeli salad. It's like really yummy eats. And I get out of my car, and I wasn't wearing the mask because it's hot. Okay, where I live, it is like already 90 degrees. It is hot. And so I wasn't wearing the mask in my car because, again, and then I get outside, there's nobody around, and then I reach into my purse to get my mask because I'm going to go into Mother Falafel. Okay, fantastic restaurant, by the way. And I see somebody far away look. I mean, just like, oh. Like, that person's not in a mask. And I, like, take the mask, and I go, see? And I go, I'm putting it on. And I'm like, what the hell? My mask is on. And then you almost see them satisfied. And I'm like, but I was going to do it anyway. Get the hell out of my face. And I just wonder if this is going to cause some major, major issues. You know, I mean, I if you have like a fellow restaurant and they're hurting for business and you are opened up across the street and that company doesn't want you to take their business, are they going to send spies to send pictures to send to the, you know, health department? I don't know. But the fact that this is a headline, that there are informants out there, whether you're a mom, whether you're a kid, whether you're whatever, you know, how did we turn from America First to we're all in this together, we're going to help each other out, you know, we're going to do food drives, we're going to donate blood, you know, we're going to hire each other, we're going to support you guys, we're going to, you know, social distance. When did this change to now, you know what, we're going to turn you in? I mean, you don't have to be in the Nazis' favor. I mean, this isn't Nazi Germany where you're trying to get brownie points by the Nazis so they don't kill your family. You don't need brownie points from the United States, okay? You don't need that. And if somebody's getting their butt out of the car and they're reaching into their purse for a mask, okay, can you give them the benefit of the doubt that they are about to put on a face covering? And it's just, I don't like where I'm seeing people. You heard that a security guard, we talked about this, at the Family Dollar store in Flint, Michigan, was gunned down, shot in the head, because he had 20 minutes prior told a woman and her child that they needed to be masked, according to Governor Whitmer's, you know, declaration, and according to store policy. So he was a security guard doing a job. He told these guys, this family, you got to wear a mask. The mother spit on him, came back with husband and son. Husband and son got into a scuffle with the security guard and shot him in the head. Apparently they're at large, but the mother has been arrested. The security guard was only doing his job. I mean, are we really killing people because of this mask order? You know, for those of us that are still in disbelief that it's come to this, this doesn't really help the other side's cause to continue social distancing and masking and all that, because it's, something's going to blow. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert Hazard also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have two new headlines. Both kind of seem the opposite of each other, but they're both true. So we have one headline saying that a mutant, more contagious coronavirus strain has emerged. And we also have a headline that a new mutation of coronavirus is showing that the disease is weakening. So we have a more severe strain. And then on the other hand, we're being told that the coronavirus is weakening. So let's talk about, we'll do the bad news first before the good news. So this is being reported out of KRON. They say a new strain of the novel coronavirus appears to be even more contagious than the original strain, spread in the early days of the pandemic and has become more dominant worldwide. A 33-page report published on BioRxiv is a website that researchers use to share their work before it is peer-reviewed, was led by a team of scientists at Los Alamos Research Laboratory. According to the report, the new strain first emerged in February in Europe, then it migrated rather quickly to the East Coast, which is something that we talked about on John Phillips' show on KABC, how maybe New York and the East Coast has a more severe strain than West Coast. Scientists said the new strain is now dominant around the world, and it has been that way since mid-March. Scientists warn that the new strain spreads faster and may make people more vulnerable to a second infection after a first bout with the disease. Meaning, for those of you guys that have had it, you might get it a second time. The Times reports that the study was published recently in an effort to expedite collaborations with scientists who are working on vaccines and treatments. And one such treatment is remdesivir, an antiviral drug that they hope will actually, you know, work. Vaccine, we're being told, will be anywhere from the end of the summer to 2036. So I don't know when we're going to get a vaccine. Okay. So, mutant, more contagious coronavirus strain. We've already suspected that's what's going on the East Coast. Now we're being told, some good news, that coronavirus may be weakening. Scientists at ASU, Arizona State University, sequenced the viral genome of coronavirus from 382 patients in the state. Now remember, this is Arizona, so this is West Side. They found a significant mutation in the virus that seemed more stable. And they found the same mutation back in the 2003 SARS virus as it was ending that epidemic. They say that 81 out of 30,000 genetic letters, okay, of the DNA had been missing. And those deletions might weaken the ability of the virus to fight the host's immune system. It's the first example of this mutation, but the researchers say that as sequencing expands, they might find similar deletions detected elsewhere. So what happens is as a virus replicates, okay, they need enzymes, and they need the host cell and everybody to do their part. If something gets accidentally transcribed wrong, right, or a typo gets done, it's different DNA. Sometimes the virus will die. Sometimes the virus will go on. But then when it replicates, it has that new typo. And now that typo is now the new norm for that virus. So it's very easy for viruses to have these genetic mutations. That's, you know. But what's very interesting is how in the middle and late stages of the SARS epidemic, which went from 2002 to 2003, the last case was reported at the end of May in 2003, and then the official SARS epidemic had ended by July 2003. It's very interesting that they're seeing the same sort of change. Now, remember, we have been talking about how with the summer and the heat, we might see a very similar pattern with this coronavirus as we did with the 2002-2003, where last case was reported May 31st. And here we are in May, Cinco de Mayo. So, there is a chance that this might be following, which a lot of us predicted, the same pattern. However, the other SARS never came back. We're being told that this one will. And I know there's a lot of debate. Some of you are thinking, is that because of the election? And people want the hype, so they have to then stop people going to the polls and do mail ballots. Is it because they're right and they think this is more like flu? This is not the exact same virus as the 2002-2003 SARS. I have to tell you guys that. It's not the exact same virus. So all we could do is go by what we're being told. And it's very frustrating. But you have to keep in mind, okay, that whether you're Republican or Democrat, the people at these fronts, okay, and these people that are, you know, in medicine and science are mixed with their Republican and Democratic philosophy. And when you're in science, you are not allowed to put political acclivity to the forefront of doing ethical science. And so for those of you concerned that a lot of this hype is going to screw with the election and all that, it's a valid concern. But in terms of us getting wrong information from scientists, you know, remember, we still have, you know, Republican-controlled executive branch. So if we're ever going to get a mixed amount of information, both sides' amount of information, it would be probably now, where you got the right side and the left. But it's, again, it's a crapshoot. Like I said, we have one report saying they found a mutant, more contagious strain. Now we have this report saying it's weakening. They're both probably right. I think the East Coast strain is more vicious. But then what? Does the East Coast strain come to the West Coast? You know, we can't just be like, all right, well, for all the West Coast, we're the clear. Arizona State University researchers have found only one person who have had a version of the virus with a mutation, but they think they're going to find others. So where are we now with our numbers? Okay, I want to kind of give you guys the latest because this is important here. Okay, if we go back to globally, we're at 3.6 million globally coronavirus cases, 255,000 deaths. We have in the USA 1.2 million total cases. We are assuming these were all tested. They might not be. 70,000 total deaths. Now, we've been concerned that, you know, we would be hitting 100,000 mark. Then people backtracked and said, no, it's not going to happen. But then we don't know if they're counting flu and heart-related deaths where people were also coronavirus positive. So right now we're assuming the 70,000 number includes anything that might even resemble coronavirus. Spain comes in next with 250,000 cases, 25,000 deaths. Italy with 213,000 cases, 29,000 deaths. Italy has the third amount of deaths because the UK has more with 29,427. And Italy's already starting to reopen. France, 169,000 cases, 25,000 deaths, rounding out the top five. When you look at, I always kind of see what's going on in Israel. Israel, 16,000 cases, 237 deaths. Now, again, you know, smaller country, Qatar, 17,000 cases, 12 deaths. Smaller countries, probably not as many people, you know. So I'm not surprised seeing the numbers change. Now, when we look when we break down the United States, obviously New York is still in the front with most of these. 1.2 million total cases, 71,000 deaths, 25,000, so almost a third in New York. New Jersey, 8,200 deaths, but 131,000 cases. And then rounding out in terms of the most deaths, Michigan comes up at 4,100, Massachusetts, 4,000, and Pennsylvania comes in at 3,000. But in terms of the number of cases, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Illinois, and California has the most. I live in Nevada, so we always kind of look at Nevada cases. Nevada cases, 5,500 and 267 deaths. Utah, 50 deaths, 5,300 cases. We're kind of looking at the western drier states. Arizona, 9,300 cases, but 395 deaths. You're seeing cases under the thousands. In Utah, under 100. Why? Is it because the drier weather? Is it because it's warmer? Alaska, 9 cases, 370 deaths. But then again, that's Alaska. Could be drier weather, but it's Alaska, so more open. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.